The Volta River Authority is poised to provide efficient and reliable power supply to consumers. In view of this, the authority is currently undertaking some expansion projects at the Abuazi Thermal Plant at Takoradi to augment the current reduction level of about 460 megawatts. The Deputy Communications Director of the authority, Degraft Johnson, made this known to the media at the plant site. He said the vision of the authority is to produce power generation mix, including solar, wind, hydro and thermal power, to win the country of future power crisis. Yahya Kwamwa has filed this report.
The country's energy sector has experienced some challenges in the few past months. The Deputy Communications Director of the VRA, Decraft Johnson, said the authority is well positioned to provide power to meet the needs of the consuming public despite the challenges. He said the expansion projects being undertaken by the authority would help address any power problems in the years ahead.
What is going on with respect to T1, T2, and then T3, and then the expansion projects. With regards to our projects, which we hoping to undertake between now and 2020. So VRA has a long-term project, and the expectation is that we'll be able to meet our mandatory responsibility of providing adequate, reliable, and stable power to the country and ensure that our development is on course. We would ensure that we maintain the system to make sure that the country is developing in terms of industry as a result of the provision of adequate power to our stakeholders.
The maintenance manager at the Abuazi Thermal Plant, Stephen Owusu, explained some of the expansion projects in progress.
Abuazi, we have 220 megawatts installed capacity for gas turbines, 110 megawatts installed capacity for the steam turbine. So the T1 side has 330 megawatts installed capacity. And then TICO has 220 megawatts installed capacity, and they are expanding it to add 110 megawatts installed capacity. So you are looking at 330 for T1 and eventually 330 for T2.
Mr. Owusu mentioned challenges such as high cost of crude oil price, low tariff levels, availability of spare parts, procurement process, and environmental issues.
Yahya Kwamwa's report.